Welcome to the first Zenzo Digital podcast. Zenzo Digital is a brand new recruitment consultancy set up by Ashley Keane, who joins me today to tell us all about it. Ashley, thank you very much for allowing us to make this podcast. So why did you decide to set up this recruitment consultancy?
It's been a challenging year, hasn't it, for everybody? COVID has affected every business and every person, I'm sure, in the recruitment industry as well. I think it's given everybody a chance to reset. Certainly myself personally as well. You kind of look at where you are in life and think what the future holds and what you want to do. And I think there's been a real opportunity to come up with a vision as to what a recruitment consultancy should be in the current market and also for the future moving forward. You know, we know that people work from home now and there's technology to support that. I think there's a real desire for a quality service out there which can still bring people together in a modern way. And that's what Zenzo will do. I can take advantage of working probably harder, but certainly more flexibly. I think that's a key word at the moment, isn't it? For candidates looking for roles, for clients looking to hire people, and for us agencies and everybody just to work a bit more flexibly. You know, focus on the output, get the desired outcome. We've put something together that's going to respond to that. You know, that's why it's come about.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about Zenzo then.
So Zenzo Digital is a new offering to the market whereby we supply contract, permanent and fixed price resources for three core areas really. Digital transformation, end-to-end digital transformations, traditional technology, so IT, that isn't necessarily part of digital transformations, and business systems as well.
Talk about digital transformation. Tell me a bit more about that. What does that really mean?
Well, it's a hot topic at the moment, David. It's, you know, as you might have come across yourself, but certainly in our industry it is. There's four sort of main pillars, I would say. One is business, one is process, technology, and then people. So overall, it's a business is looking to perhaps change how it operates, or whether it's a new offering or what that might be. And so there are resource requirements across each of those four pieces. So it might be a one-off role. You might get a CIO in to help the business shape, you know, what the technology requirements might be or how the business will operate. Then on the process side, how do the processes meet the new operating model? Technology, of course, is underpinning that change in the business, and it's enabling the business to do what it wants to do. But of course, people, you know, how do people adapt new ways of working, training needs and things like that? So we have expertise in supplying people across each of those areas, but also holistically the whole team. You know, we can provide expert advice on good people to come in and help shape and deliver that.
And are you able to really sort of get down to a granular level in terms of the type of people? So in other words, you know, specific projects might need specific expertise, for example.
Yeah, they would. I mean, certainly at the beginning of that transformation, that journey, you'd clearly want people that have met with C-level suite type people to help them shape and understand what they're trying to achieve, and then trying to sort of put a blueprint together, if you like, as to what needs to be done. So that could be a very specific consultant there. I think on the technology side, it's such a broad piece. You know, it could be looking at the cloud. It could be software development that's enabling certain things. Automation. There's a whole range of DevOps. There's a whole range of skills within that. So it might be in terms of a company's need for us. It might be purely on the technology piece for one company. It might be the whole piece for another company, or it could be any one of those other areas.
So I'm interested, Ash, you're right at the beginning of your journey here with Zenzo. So what does Zenzo stand for? In other words, what are your brand values, would you say?
Our brand values are exceptional service, first and foremost. I think what's important as well is to recognize that there are three core partners in this relationship. You know, obviously us as the recruitment consultancy in the middle. Clients have always been important because ultimately they produce the opportunities. You know, they provide the fees in order for us to do the business. I sometimes think in the broader market, you've certainly heard stories from contractors and candidates in the past that they may have been neglected a little bit in terms of communication, lack of response and that sort of thing. So I think it's important for Zenzo to bring those three partners, if you like, together on an equal level. So it's offering exceptional service across clients and candidates, you know, strong communication to let everyone know where they stand in that process. But, you know, we are going to offer intelligent recruitment solutions, and we're going to power that through our exceptional people, very strong processes that we have, and also technology that's going to underpin that.
You mentioned intelligent recruitment, Ash. What does that actually mean?
So effectively, we've got a lot of experience with the people within Zenzo. So it spans over 3 decades. And that brings to the fore extensive experience across the skills that we recruit in, and also multiple sectors as well. So it enables us to consult with our clients and to be trusted advisors. So we collaborate with the client to help shape a specification, and then we can feedback what the market is offering and then really tailor and get that spec as tight as possible, so that what you're doing is you're trying to get the best person first time. And then that knocks on to the candidate side of things, whether it's a contractor or a candidate. If it's a contractor in particular, you can clearly communicate what that client's looking for. But it's not just a spec, it's the organization, it's where they would fit, what they're there to deliver. And if you can clearly communicate that message to those sorts of suppliers, then you're talking to the right people early on that are excited by that sort of opportunity. And you bring the two together, and what you're doing is you're enabling a higher likelihood of success first time and the chance to be productive quicker. So ultimately you are saving money in the long run by getting a better result first time.
So you mentioned the people, the processes, the technology, if you like, that's going to underpin this. Tell me a bit more about that. I mean, what in reality does all that mean?
Exceptional people means experienced, and our people are personable, experienced and consultative. So you're working with a trusted advisor or a partner who can bounce back a conversation around what the actual demand and the need is, or just some broader advice on the market and perhaps ongoing projects that might come up. Recruitment should be a nice, streamlined, efficient timeline. There's a beginning, which is obviously engaging with each other to set up the requirement. And that is vital, that you set up that requirement correctly first time. And that's where the consultative approach comes in and helps shape that. And then there's a commitment from all three parties to meet certain timelines. And that would be obviously when I'm presenting options for the role, candidates when they're interviewing, and the client needs to be available for those steps. If you set that up correctly, then it takes an awful lot of the pain out of it. It means you get people that are engaged in the role straight away. They've got more chance of taking your position. So we've got a very refined process in terms of how we work. And technology has moved on vastly, you know, in the last few years in all walks of life. And then certainly in our sector, I've had a chance to appraise the market in terms of the different CRMs and ATS systems out there and this, that and the other. So we've invested in a technology stack that will underpin these refined processes. There's a good human interaction with it as well. So it's going to be a nice, seamless experience. And I think all parties are going to enjoy working with us.
I know we've mentioned a little bit already about how Zenzo are different, but I wonder if you could talk to me a bit more about that. And, you know, from a point of view of your clients and your candidates and that sort of thing, what will they see when they're working with Zenzo that's going to make them think, yeah, this is a bit different?
It's a difficult one, Dave, because all agencies say they're different, and then they tend to sort of say a lot of the same stuff. And so it's very difficult to sort of pinpoint this is exactly why we're going to differentiate. But what I can say is, you know, what we stand for and the actions that we take. So we are very experienced in the market. We've worked across all sectors. That will help us define a very good spec up front with a client, which means that the client has confidence in us delivering that resource. And then from a candidate point of view, we'll be clearly communicating what that opportunity is. And those opportunities will often be exciting and exclusive. So when we're working with those sorts of people, they know that we've got a genuine, clear opportunity, and we can help them win that opportunity. You know, we can provide that advice to say, this is what the company is, this is what they're looking for, this is where you would be in that role. And so they've got a clear view as to what they're going for. And we're going to tell them where they are every step of the way. So not everyone's right for every role, we all know that. But what I think what happens a lot is candidates will apply for a whole range of roles, and they'll never know where they are with that. So It's quite hard, obviously, if people are doing mass adverts and there's lots of respondents and things. It's very difficult to let everybody know, sorry, you're not being selected. But we'll do our very best to have some sort of communication with everybody. And then as they get more and more engaged in the process, they'll know exactly where they stand, what needs to happen and when, so that there is a nice customer journey for everybody. So all I can do is outline what our business is, what it stands for, our values, and hopefully that resonates with people.
So, Ashley, you mentioned earlier that this is obviously a difficult market. It's difficult for somebody like yourself starting a new business. It's difficult for your clients looking for candidates, and it's difficult for the candidates as well. So I wonder whether you have any tips, any hints that can help candidates and clients in this tricky market.
Yeah, absolutely. It is an anxious time, you know, for a lot of people. I think, look, if you haven't got something now, take the opportunity to look at your qualifications, look at your skill set. Is there anything you can do? You know, obviously there's a financial impact to that as well. But is there anything you can do right now to, you know, perhaps get that extra qualification you've been putting off? You know, just round off those skills and present yourself. Be ready for when that right opportunity comes up. Try to avoid the scattergun approach. I've spoken to a lot of candidates that are getting quite anxious about applying for 10, 20 roles. They're not getting any responses. And actually, there is a temptation to do it, but try and avoid that. You know, try and focus on roles that you've got a good chance to win at. And with that, and linked to my third tip really would be, have some trusted partners to go to. You know, there's got to be some good recruitment agencies out there that have your back, that are looking out for you, can tell you what's going on in the market and help you to win some of those roles. And hopefully they have some genuine positions that you can go for. So that's clearly where our space is. So I'd love people to come to Zenzo and form trusted partnerships with us. Tips for clients in this current market: use the wealth of experienced people, recruiters that are out there. You know, they're your opportunity to understand what's going on day to day with the market. You know, what kind of skills are available? What kind of flexibility is there in the market? You know, perhaps they can help sense check what you're thinking in terms of your business and what you want to do next. You know, what's possible right now? You know, use those sort of trusted advisors. You know, there's tons of agencies out there, I know that. But hopefully you'll have one or two people that you can come to. And obviously I'd like that to be us. That's the kind of service that we can provide. The second thing I would say for clients is be careful not to undervalue skills at the moment. There is flexibility in the market. There's lots of candidates available, but we can't be dragging rates down too low and have too much of a short-term view on that, because the market will change and you want to keep hold of those, what they should be, particularly if we're providing them assets. You know, they're delivering a service and you need that service ongoing. And whilst you might save more money than you thought early on, that's not going to last forever. So have a sensible conversation around this is the role and this is how it should be priced and packaged, and think a little bit further mid to long term. What if they're doing a great job? What if we have another iteration of work that we want to provide to them? Can we then retain the services of that person? So think a bit more mid and long term. The third thing is, companies are advertising directly a lot at the moment. Ask yourself, how effective is that? You know, how much work is going into that to manage that direct advertising? You know, even if it's not everything, are there one or two key roles that actually you have the benefit of working with a good recruitment partner that does all of that work behind the scenes to give you the right solution in the right time frame? Are there those opportunities? Again, that's the sort of thing that we're delivering for clients. We might not have every single position, but some of those key roles where we can really save time and add value, you know, think about what are those positions.
So, Ashley, I'd really like to get to know you a bit more now and find out a little bit more about what makes you tick, what gets you out of bed in the morning. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into recruitment? What got you into it in the first place?
Well, it's a good question. And I imagine a lot of recruitment professionals kind of fell into it, certainly back when I started. You know, it was quite an immature industry at the time, whereas now it's such a big profession that, you know, you can see it everywhere. And I think the young and aspiring, you know, sort of people out there that you know, have an opportunity or channel to focus on that sort of profession. I wanted to do sales. I got into sales. The opportunity came up to get into recruitment. I didn't know much about it, but I liked the sound of it. And then I developed my career from there. And I'm pleased to say, after all these years, spanning almost three decades now, I'm passionate about it. I love doing what we do. And ultimately, that is trying to bring together clients and candidates. A client has a problem and you solve it with a resource, and it's putting that piece together, really. So yeah, still love doing it.
So if you are solving this problem for the client, and I guess for the candidate as well, putting together that jigsaw, I've heard you describe it as, what is it about that that makes it so satisfying and gives you that passion?
I think these problems that clients have or companies have to be solved one way or the other. That might be taking a step ahead of their competition, or it might be they're losing money, or if it's in the public sector, they need efficiencies so that they can do things in a better, more productive way. Whatever that problem is, that is their problem. That is part of their job. It's something they want solved. And it isn't just about resources, of course, but there tends to be something will come out of that. So you know you're really helping them out. You know that you are providing a service that helps or is part of solving the problem that they have. And then to present great opportunities to people that are in that space providing those sorts of skills is really rewarding as well. You're ultimately providing people with either a fantastic developing career if you're a permanent candidate, and if you're a contractor, you're giving them the opportunity to flex their skills, and contractors move about, so it's introducing new opportunities, new industries sometimes. That's what's satisfying. You know, you're really helping both parties out.
What does Ashley Keane do to sort of to wind down and relax?
Well, I have a family. That can go both ways sometimes, obviously. Got teenage children, which are great fun. So look, family time is important when you can fit it in with everyone's busy lives. You know, sport has always been a great avenue for me to distract from work, get away from it, play tennis and other sports as well. So try my best to keep fit and healthy is a good way of downtime from what is a very hectic, pressure focused kind of industry, because when a client has a need, you've got to jump to it and you've got to pull out all the stops and work hard and get the job done. And if you're fortunately successful, you'll have multiple opportunities like that. And so it's an ongoing, continuous thing that you're doing. So it's important to find time for yourself, time for the family, and yeah, try and do a bit of exercise just to wind down a bit.
Ashley, thank you very much for joining us on this podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and the very best of luck with Zenzo Digital.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll go from strength to strength.
Appreciate that. Thank you.